right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we continue our series of studies on Messiah, Yeshua, and the Seven Feasts of the Lord. The Voice of Many Waters congregation meets every Shabbat at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Services begin at 1 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562 for more information. Check us out on the web at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shabbat Shalom. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, that break, and hopefully we're going to have a little better results this morning than we had yesterday. We have the same guest with us, so I've asked Servando to come back. Servando was able to come to America after living under the tyranny of communism in Cuba for many, many years. And, of course, Servando has the advantage of being able to understand what communism is. What most Americans don't understand is the state U.S. State Department installed communism in Cuba, as we are installing communism and dictatorships all throughout the world. Why would our State Department do something like that? Why? Because, of course, the objective of the American State Department is to establish a worldwide dictatorship where all these dictatorships can be merged into a one-world order, for us, as certainly as David Rockefeller had said. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. David Rockefeller said that, speaking to the Bilderbergers as elite group, or one of the elite groups that rules the world. And so, basically, they carry out unnecessary wars, usually as diversions, or to get rid of dictators who won't go along with their agenda. They send our boys overseas to fight a no-win war in Vietnam and slaughter 58,000 of them. They could have won the war in 6 weeks simply by invading North Vietnam, but they didn't go there to fight. They went there as a diversion. They brought socialism to America back in the 1970s. That is what Vietnam was all about. A great diversion to bring socialism and Medicare and Medicaid and all of these wonderful great society programs to the United States. And so they installed Fidel Castro, who had always been a CIA agent, in power in Cuba. We kept him in power. If you doubt that, you need to see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959 when we installed Fidel Castro. And he will tell you the American State Department, the CIA, knew Fidel Castro was a communist. They brought him to power. And, of course, that Earl Smith had been required by our State Department to visit the duly elected or the president of Cuba at that time, a man named Batista, and instruct him that he would leave Cuba the following day, thus turning Cuba over to Fidel Castro. There was no other force there. They knew exactly what they were doing. And that's why, of course, Fidel Castro comes up here to speak before the Council on Foreign Relations. I know I've been to their headquarters and seen the instances where he's been up there, as well as dictators throughout the world, dependable dictators. That's why David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel regularly. And if you doubt that, get David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry the book. And Fidel comes up to visit, or has come up to visit David Rockefeller. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all fraudulent, like the wars we've been fighting in the Near East, the Middle East, and the coming war with Syria. They're all created. The military doesn't want to fight these wars, but they're forced to because they're subservient to the ruling elite. And with that as the background, Servando Gonzalez, you pick up the story about what's really going on in the world today, and perhaps even touch on your concept of why we need a new constitution, because the old one has been totally replaced by this ruling elite, and the average individual doesn't even have an idea they exist. Go right ahead, Servando.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Sorry for yesterday, but now we are going to take it from the beginning. Yesterday, everything that you mentioned is very clear in my recently published book, Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People. The main, initially, I think I told you some time ago, initially I was writing a book about the CIA. And then I began writing this book probably 6 years ago, but it's a result of more than 20 years of research on intelligence and espionage. And then was a book about the CIA, but half through it, I realized that the scope of the book was much wider, even though the CIA still has a great importance in the book, but the scope of the book is wider, and then I retitled it Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People. And it's interesting because this is as I mentioned in my book, in the introduction, the America is at war, but it's not a war with guns, planes and tanks, but a war, in the people's minds. For many years, you know, I'm a privileged because I have the Cuban experience, so I was seeing things very similar to the things I saw in Cuba that Americans don't see. And then I say, well, Americans are stupid. They don't see these things that are so obvious. And then while writing my book, I realized and I say, well, no, it is not that Americans are stupid. It's that no people since the days of Nazi Germany have been under such a concerted psychological warfare attack like the American people. We are being constantly brainwashed by the media that now has become just a mouthpiece of this illegitimate government. Be aware that I don't use, like these informers, particularly in radio, these so-called talk radio shows, these informers, and the mainstream media, I don't use the word administration. I use the word the government because it's the same government. It's not the Obama administration. You see that the Clinton administration was a seamless...
Hold on, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment with Servando Gonzalez.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables at 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director, at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. Six for details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Well, I've got for our guest this morning is Sylvander Gonzalez. And Sylvander is saying that the American people have been brainwashed, and we are. The media in America is controlled by six major corporations, all of which tie into the major elite, and they largely determine what you hear on radio, watch on television, read in publications. Most of the major publishers have been bought up and are controlled by this elite, who wants to control what the American people think. Now, there are a few people who can think independently, but most people can't. I mean, they're being programmed in school, their college, their seminaries, certainly our religious organizations have been taken over. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. They never talk about the fear of the Lord or how God brings punishment on individuals and nations that turn against him. Why, that isn't acceptable. Americans don't like to hear that. But at one time they did, and there was the fear of the Lord in the hearts of the people, and they behaved, and now we've taken that away, and we have a totally immoral and corrupt nation. And God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, and it's coming very, very soon. But, Sylvander, you go right ahead talking about your book on psychological warfare that has been waged so effectively against the minds and hearts and souls of the American people. Go ahead.
Yes, I was. I was saying that I don't use the word administration, like in Obama administration or Bush administration, because that is a part of this psychological warfare. There is no such thing as administration. You always call the government, and you see that the Clinton administration was the seamless continuation of the policies of Bush 1, and then Bush 2 was the continuation of the policies of Bush, and then Obama is the seamless continuation of the disastrous policies of Bush 2. And the reason is why none of these presidents, since Wilson's times, none of these presidents have had any policy. All these so-called presidential doctrines were written and designed at the Harold Pratt House in Manhattan, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, where the true government of the United States reside. What we have in Washington is a fiction. Okay? The power behind the curtains is in Wall Street, and the organization that nucleates all these Wall Street bankers is the Council on Foreign Relations, and there is proof about that. They have said it, as I will tell you later. Now, in my book, I told you about the CIA, and all books about the CIA mention that the CIA overthrew the government of Prime Minister Mossadegh in Iran in 1953. Okay? And had nothing to do with like now this called Arab Spring. It had nothing to do with democracy. It was just oil interests, the Rockefellers and the British they didn't like Mossadegh because he wanted to nationalize the Iranian oil. Then in 1954, the CIA overthrew the government of the democratically elected president Jacobo Arbenz in Guatemala. Jacobo Arbenz, who was not a communist, he was just a nationalist leader. He made a mistake of nationalizing some lands of the United Fruit, and the Rockefellers and his agents, Allen Dulles and his brother, they had interest in the United Fruit, and they prepare, I don't use the word we because it's they prepare this using the CIA overthrew the government of Jacobo Arbenz. Now, but no books about the CIA mention, or just is a line or no more than a paragraph, a very important event that took place in early 1948. That is an event called, some riots that erupted in the city of Bogota, Colombia, in April 9, 1948. The event that triggered the riots was the assassination of a populist leader called Jorge Eliezer Gaitán, who he was running for the presidency. He had been the mayor of the city, very important, a lawyer with degrees from universities in Europe, very educated person. And he was not a communist. He was just a nationalist leader. And then these events erupted, and we have the Bogotá. Now, most books about the Bogotá and most of what, I would say all of what have been written about it by Colombia, they saw it as an internal affair, something linked to Colombian politics, even though they tried to implicate the communists. Now, not by chance, the events, the Bogotá riots erupted when something important was going on in Colombia, a big meeting called the Ninth Conference of Latin American States, where Secretary of State, U.S. Secretary of State, George Marshall, known for his anti-American activities in the Second World War, and a CFR member, important member, was there presiding this meeting. The goal of the meeting was trying to push down the throats of Latin American leaders the creation of a new element of imperialist control over Latin America, the Organization of American States. Now, caution, when I say imperialism, I don't use the wrong word of American imperialism. There is no such thing as American imperialism. Is the what we call, what people, critics of Americans call American imperialism, is actually the imperialism of Wall Street bankers, oil magnates, and CEOs of transnational corporations. If you doubt this, I suggest that you read this small book. It's just a booklet by General Smedley Butler. He was a Marine general, the most decorated Marine general in the history of the Marines. And he fought wars in Mexico, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, and the title of his book, that is a collection of his speeches, is very telling. The title is War is a Racket.
And incidentally, we have an essay written by Smedley Butler by that title as one of my monthly newsletters. You can get that on the Internet by going to your search engine and typing in Radio Liberty. That's my newsletter, Radio Liberty, of War is a Racket. Or
War is a Racket, yeah.
Or
and he tells everything there. I was fighting for America, and actually I was fighting for the interest of the Wall Street bankers. It's very
right.
clear. And this is truly American imperialism. Gaetan was assassinated, Kendall Wright, and immediately Marshall blamed the communists. Castro thinks new in my book is that actually Castro, who was a 21-year-old student of a law student at the University of Havana, had been previously recruited by a group of ex-OSS officers and CIA people and members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was sent to Colombia as an agent provocateur to participate in the assassination of Gaetan and inside the riots. The riots were prepared in advance. I have the whole story in my book, and it's the largest chapter in my book, because extraordinary claims need extraordinary proof. By the way, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't mention in my book any conspiracy theory. What I show in my book and give enough proof of it, my book has more than 1,000 academic footnotes, is about a true proof conspiracy. It's not a theory. It's a conspiracy.
And I think it's important to realize, of course, that they had to make us believe Fidel Castro was a communist. He was always a CIA agent, always working for the elite, and whether you want to call it the CIA, the Brotherhood of Darkness, but he identified himself in 1948 as a communist, and this is the man the CIA brought to power in 1959 in Cuba, and we've kept him in power, and we keep ranting about how terrible Fidel Castro is, as David Rockefeller's daughters go down on a regular basis to see Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro comes up to pay homage to the leader of this whole movement in America, David Rockefeller, and David Rockefeller writes about it in his memoirs. You need to read his memoirs and learn to read between the lines and understand that there, David Rockefeller admits to being part of a secret cabal aimed at bringing about this new international order. And he goes on to say, I've been accused of being part of a secret cabal, working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others to bring about a more integrated
There is nothing about theory. They have admitted with all the words, like Hillary Clinton say, we get just very recently they inaugurated a headquarters of the or a branch of the CFR in Washington D.C. and Hillary Clinton went there and said, well, that is where we get our marching orders.
Sure.
Orders. And a few years ago, this General Jones, who was the National Security Council advisors, he mentioned that we have a line of command. The line of command goes through Kissinger to the Council of Foreign Relations. So that is the true government of the United States. The rest is smoke and mirrors. We don't have a government in Washington, D.C. That is a charade. And that's why these elections are a charade. Okay? We don't. By the way, the CIA created Fidel Castro the same way that the CIA created Obama. And it's interesting because once Fidel Castro was in power, people realized that we didn't know who this guy is, how he thinks, what he did, who were his friends. And then very slowly he has been 60 years in power, believe it or not. And then many things began known, but not all the things. By the way, in my book, I don't know if I mention again in this book or in the one I wrote that is a biography of Fidel Castro called The Secret Fidel Castro Deconstructing the Symbol, that he was in Hollywood and he participated as an extra in two films. And I discovered, not reading academic books, but somebody published a CD with a database of Hollywood films. And he's mentioned there. Nobody knew about that. So
actor,
he lived,
ladies and gentlemen, it's all a charade.
Yeah, he lived for some years in California. Even I lived for some time in Alabama, and I met a guy there that he worked for military intelligence. And then he told me that when he got his training at Quantico, that was before the farm, the CIA trained his people at Quantico, that he heard rumors that Fidel Castro had been trained there. So we don't know. And the same with Obama. We don't know. I wrote an article that is in the internet that I titled Obama, the Man That Never Was.
Like hold on, Dr. Vando, if you're out there in the listening audience, it's number 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Big Horn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Big Horn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 229. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. Six for details on this limited free 3-month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Servando Gonzalez, Our telephone number here, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And remember, most of the leaders of the world are American pawns, certainly. We kept Mubarak in power in Egypt for years, giving him $3 billion a year. We kept Gaddafi in power repeatedly. His own military tried to overthrow him. We wouldn't let them. If you read the book we carry, See No Evil by Robert Baer, he will tell you the Iraqi military tried to overthrow Saddam at least twice during the 1990s. Each time, why they were the members of the Iraqi military contacted the American government to let them know what was going on, to get their help for the attempts to overthrow Saddam Hussein. Each time, the American government let Saddam know who these people were. They were arrested. Their families were arrested. They were all tortured to death. America kept Saddam Hussein in power until, of course, they were ready to overthrow him. It's all a facade, ladies and gentlemen. We have the finest actors money can play. Money can buy playing on the world stage. And I fear that's what's going on today with Ahmadinejad and the Ayatollah Khamenei over there in Syria, all playing over in Iraq, Iran, all playing their part, preparing to draw us into another senseless war. Sir Vanda, before you go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get to your website, how they can get your information, and then we'll go on. Go right ahead to let our listeners know how they can get your information.
They can get my book, Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, through your site, Dr. Stan, and through my site also, www.servandogonzalez.org. Servando, S-E-R-V-A-N-D-O, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Gonzalez, N-D-Z, or just one word, Servando Gonzalez, lowercase. And also you can get my book through Amazon, my book and my other books, my books about Castro, The Secret Field Castro, Deconstructing the Symbol, my book about the Cuban Missile Crisis, The Nuclear Deception, Nikita Khrushchev and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, so I once mentioned about the Bogotazo, that is very important because the Bogotazo was the CIA was created in 26 July 1947 when President Truman signed the National Security Act that created the National Security Council and the CIA. But the Bogotazo that was in April 1948, just less than a year later, was where the CIA tested for the first time the use of a special type of psychological warfare operation using what is called the Hegelian type thesis and synthesis, Hegelian type of psychological operation. And it's very important because the Bogotazo marked the beginning of the Cold War in the Western Hemisphere. The Bogotazo had nothing to do with Colombian or Latin American politics. It was an operation to scare the American people with the fear of communism and make them accept as a lesser of two evils the fight against communism. Because the CFR conspirators who created Nazi Germany, they created the Soviet Union and the beginning of the past century, and then they created the Nazi Germany to fight the Soviet Union, okay, like exactly now Iran against Israel. They participate in both sides of the conflicts. And then they have lost the main enemy, Nazi Germany. And then how to justify the military-industrial complex. Well, they need another enemy, and they created the Soviet communism. They allowed Stalin. Was a deal made at Yalta by Eisenhower and Stalin, and then Truman. And then they allowed Stalin to get all Eastern Europe, and then created the fear of communism. Now, with Reagan, who they tried to kill, to assassinate like Kennedy, but failed, Reagan for communism. He said, well, no, not contention. We need to eliminate the source of evil. And then the Soviet Union always was a bordering disaster and was kept alive by the secret help given by the people of the CFR agents infiltrated in the U.S. government. But eventually imploded, disappeared. And then so they lost the enemy. So they needed a new enemy, and the new enemy was going to be terrorism. And then exactly as they did in the Bogotazo, they created the 9/11 event that also was a Hegelian type psyop thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Everything about that is in my book. So, and in one of the appendices of my book, I made a comparison between the Bogotazo and 9/11, and the two events fit like a hand in a glove. It's exactly the same procedure for this type of psychological warfare operation. Now, there is something important that the American left still is working in an old, or thinks in an old paradigm, that everything that is going on is because of greed. These people, they want money. It's wars for oil, war for greed to make money. Well, not anymore. Actually, the farewell speech of President Eisenhower, who was an important CFR member, by the way, when he mentioned the existence of the military-industrial complex, was totally disinformation, because at the time the military-industrial complex was disappeared and was being substituted by the financial complex in Wall Street. Okay? So, and these people are behind all these things. And then we have the source of this is what now they call the New World Order. That is nothing new. It's a totalitarian society, a model after communism and fascism. It's a mixture of both systems, probably using the worst features of both systems. I call it a communal fascist society. That's what I envision. Now, contrary to communists, that their idea or their tactic to take control of the power of the state is by mass mobilization of workers and farmers.
Hold that thought, Commando. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. I'm number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Doug, and I guess morning, Mr. Vando Gonzalez. Mr. Vando, we've got about, 6 or 8 minutes more. Why don't you just go right ahead?
Yes, I was mentioning about the New World Order, and then its main characteristics, and the these people, the people who are behind this New Order, and why the left is still thinking about an old paradigm that is a war for oil and war for greed. Since the end of the Second World War, the paradigm changed, and these people, the people of the of this secret government of the United States that are behind the New World Order, they realize that they have to. The idea of the new of this new society is very simple. Is a new feudal society where we have no middle class, just the very rich, the masters, and the very poor, the serfs. And in order to bring this new society, they believe that they call us useless eaters. We are destroying the resources of the earth, or consuming these resources that by natural law belong to them. So their plan is to kill no less than 85% of the population in this planet, and then reduce the survivors to pre-industrial levels of consumption. Now, if you read the mainstream press, listen to this, conservatives or liberal radio talk shows, then they remind me, and the American people now remind me, there is an old Indian story of 5 blind men who were trying to describe an elephant, and one touched the tail, another one touched the one leg, another one touched the ear, and they describe different type of animals. And it's the same. People now are aware, abortion, the war, let's go and describe this really, this animal that we call the New World Order. This animal has just, contrary to the elephant, this animal has just 2 parts. One part is the population, and the other part is deindustrialization. So the population, to reduce the level of population of the planet no less than 85%. Listen to Ted Turner, listen to what Bill Gates have said. And then deindustrialization, reduce the survivors to pre-industrial levels of consumption. So let's analyze these 2 simple parts, what people see that is totally distorted. So, let's see. Depopulation, promotion of homosexuality, abortion, anti-conceptives, endless wars, poisoning of the water, the air, the food, lethal vaccines and viruses like Ebola, AIDS, and even the, chemical warfare like the Gulf War syndrome against the U.S. military, and the chemtrails. So this is all eugenics. This is all different ways to promote eugenics, the killing of people, depopulation. It's just one single part. Now, deindustrialization. Okay, less oil. Wars, not for oil, but less oil. We had a war. They created this war in Iraq, and we have less oil. And all these things in the Middle East, this Arab Spring, means less oil. Okay? Now, promotion of inefficient sources of power, air, solar, and this gas made from corn, that is a very inefficient process. That's what they promote. No competition. Destruction of efficient power sources. Invention, magnetic power, okay, sugar-based biofuels, okay, and then promotion of ideas that goes against industrialization, like sustainability, okay, and environmentalism. Now, in this psychological warfare, the extreme right has co-opted the extreme left. Most of these people fighting industrialization, so working on the deindustrialization process, they come from the left. But if you dig a little in those leftist organizations, you go and see that this leftist organization, X, whatever the name, is bankrolled by some organizations that get the money from other organization, okay, non-profit organization, that get the money from either the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. So all the money comes from oil. So the people behind the deindustrialization are the oil producers who have made the money with oil, because they want deindustrialization. And that is the elephant that we're fighting. And in my book, I mention over and over this Chinese general who lived 300 years B.C. Sun Tzu was a Chinese general who wrote a book titled The Art of War, that is still a sort of Bible of intelligence and espionage. And he mentioned several things, and the thing that he repeats over and over, that in order to win all battles, you need to know your enemy. But the thing is that Americans don't really know who the enemy is. And you see,
I know we're out of time, sir. We're out of time, but you're absolutely right. And people have to understand who the enemy is. It is not in Moscow. It is not in Beijing.
It's in Wall Street. The enemy is in Wall Street.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, it's
right.
In Wall Street.
Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much, Samantha. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or Biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, I'm back here, and I hope you enjoyed Fernando Gonzalez. To really understand what he's talking about, you need to see my DVD, The World Revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, and he will tell you how basically the American State Department and the American CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist and brought him to power intentionally. The president knew. Ambassador Smith knew he was a communist, and so we brought him to power. You'll actually hear him tell how he actually was ordered to go to President Batista, the democratically elected president of Cuba, and tell him, you will leave Cuba tomorrow. He was ordered to leave Cuba. Why? To bring Fidel Castro to power. Then you need, of course, to get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. We carry that. You need to get a used copy of Ray Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, where he tells you that the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, but David Rockefeller's memoirs, David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its objective is to gain control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. That's on page 280. You can get a used copy through Radio Liberty of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, and read that chapter. He tells you how they'll take over everything, including the churches. And they've done it. And then David Rockefeller's memoirs, and then, of course, my DVD, World Revolution. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry Servando Gonzalez's book on the World Revolution. And I have a little pamphlet we've made on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. Who's financed communism? Why, you have, ladies and gentlemen. It's been financed from America since its inception. The best enemy money can buy, just as we install the Ayatollahs over there in Iran in preparation for the coming war. We installed them in 1979, and now we're going to go to war with them and kill millions of people. Only this may well be a nuclear war, because we have given the wherewithal to build the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. If you doubt that, go to the internet and type in Radio Liberty, that's my newsletter, and Sybil Edmonds, Radio Liberty Sybil, S-I-B-E-L, Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S, and read that newsletter of mine and weep and understand. Everybody in the world knows this, except for the American people. Why does everybody in the world know it? Because it went out on the news wires all over the world. Sybil Edmonds knew that the American State Department has allowed the transfer for the wherewithal and the technology to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan. She tried to get the story to the American people, blocked at every turn, so she went to the London Times, and the story went out on the news wires, but not a word in America. Where we have freedom of the press, and freedom of the press means when you own the press, you have the freedom to censor whatever you want. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Get involved. Help us get the word out. Pray for America. Listen to our program. And then please pray for America.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.